Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Erevin? Perik Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Neger Hanigrar. This door bolt, in this Mishnah, drags on the ground. This particular neger is connected to the door. It's not mamish connected, but there is a long rope that connects the two. Because of the rope, when you remove it from the lock, it schleps on the ground. Now, this particular neger, unlike the one in the previous Mishnah, does not have that pomegranate-like knob at the end, which gives it more of a keli effect. This is just more like a log. If it had that knob at the end of it, so you'd be allowed to use it, even if it wasn't tied to the door at all, according to the Chacham, if you remember the previous Mishnah. But this bolt has no such glustera. It has no such little knob at the end. And it's only tied in such a way where it drags on the floor. So therefore the halacha is ne'alam boi b'migdash. You can use it in the Beis HaMikdash. Avaloi b'medina. But not in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Being that it's not even hanging. It schleps on the ground. That's how long the string is. It doesn't even keep it suspended in the air a little bit. So it's just enough of a heter for us to be able to use it in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hamunach. What about a bolt that is mamish laying on the ground? In other words, it's bechlal not tied. At least in the first case, with the long rope, it drags a little bit. This one is totally disconnected. It just falls plop on the floor. So kan v'kan aser. Not only is it aser in the Medina, meaning in the other provinces, but in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Why is this aser even in the Beis HaMikdash? It's because the Tanna Kamma holds, look, if something is only aser as a shvus, as a gzeira, we can be lenient in the Beis HaMikdash. But a block that's on the floor, and you insert it into a door, the Tanna Kamma holds, that's not just a gzeira, that's mamish binyan. Rabbi Yehuda is much more lenient. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, hamunach, if it's totally laying on the ground, meaning it's not connected at all, mutter b'migdash, it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it's not binyan mamish, it just looks like binyan. So if it's a gzeira, we could be lenient in the Beis HaMikdash. The anigrer, but what we were talking about earlier, where there's some type of a rope, or at least it drags, there's some type of a connection, Bamedina, that would be mutter, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so quickly, chazring over in our Mishnah over here, Mishnah Yud Aleph, we learned that a neger hanigrar, this is the bolt that has a long rope connected to it, it's not hanging, but it's not tight enough for it to hang. It's not inserted enough for it to hang. It's just a long rope that connects it so that it drags along. You can use it on the Beis HaMikdash, but not Bamedina. If there's no connection whatsoever, it's just laying on the ground, the Tanna Kamma holds, that's mamish binyan. It isn't just that it looks like binyan. It is called building. So if it's an Issa D'Raisa, it's Aser in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's laying on the ground, even totally disconnected, it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. If there's any rope whatsoever, even though it's dragging, then it's mutter, b'medina.